Hello, it's the 5th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. As part of Bedford's borough plan to reach net zero emissions by 2030, a new solar farm has just been completed. The Alstow facility, run by Vital Energy, was opened by Mayor Dave Hodgson last week. It consists of over 8,000 solar panels generating about 4 megawatts of power, enough to provide electricity to an estimated 1,000 homes. The uneven ground of the former landfill site was a construction challenge overcome by a technical solution that allowed the panels to be installed. Funds for the £4 million scheme were provided evenly between South East Midlands Enterprise Partnership and Bedford Borough. The Mayor highlighted the creation of new jobs and the potential development of sustainable energy skills in partnership with local educational institutions. An immigration enforcement detainee who escaped from authorities was later found close to Bromham Bridge. Social media speculation was rampant following a large visible emergency services presence in the area. The individual is now back in the custody of immigration services. A raid on a Luton property as a result of Bedfordshire's police intelligence has led to the seizure of illegal drugs and a weapon. Heroin was found at the Chorney address, along with a handgun and 50 rounds of ammunition. A man was charged with possession of a Class A drug and suspicion of possession of a firearm. Nick Skipworth, Detective Superintendent from Bedfordshire Police, stated, "This is the latest result in our work to tackle organised crime in Bedfordshire." Three children, Curtis Aylin, Liana Patterson and Ellie Elliott, who entered a photography competition held by Kempston's Ridgeway School and Kempston Challenger Academy, were awarded with new cameras as student winners. The contest, sponsored by Bedford-based Fujifilm, was conceived and judged by photographer Rob Jones and organised by Creating Memories, a local charity. That is all for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.